在我们信仰的道路上面啊，有几个原因我们会受苦。
And in our journey of faith, there will be a few reasons why we suffer.
其中一个原因啊，就是管教。
One of the reasons is chastening.
啊，当我们有错误的时候啊，需要把它更正。
When we made a mistake, we have to right the wrong.
啊，有时候借着管教，我们才会啊将错的事情把它改成正对的。
Sometimes only through chastening that we can right the wrong.
有时候我们没有啊达到更好，那也借着管教啊，让我们能够更好。
Sometimes we did not reach the point when we get better. So through chastening, we also can also get better.
啊，父母亲会管教自己的儿女。
Parents will often chasten their child.
因为父母亲很关心、很爱自己的儿女。
Because parents care very much and also love their children.
那神管教我们，也是因为神爱我们。
And God also chastens us because He loves us.
我们来看从希伯来书十二章，我们来看神管教我们的目的在哪里。
And from Hebrews chapter 12, we will see what is the purpose of God's chastening.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 12.
希伯来书十二章啊，最后一句话说，要使我们在他的圣洁上面有份。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第十节最后面。
十节。Verse 10, the latter part said that we may be partakers of His holiness.
当我们受到管教之后，啊，我们能够。有神啊那样子的圣洁。
So after we are being chastened, we may become more holy like him.
那十一节的最后面也告诉我们，管教之后要让我们结出平安的果子，就是义。
And also in verse 11, the latter part said that after chastening, we might attain a peaceable fruit of righteousness.
所以从这里我们看到神为什么要管教我们。
So here tells us the reason or the purpose why God chastens us.
第一个，神要我们在他的圣洁上面有份。
First reason, God wants us to be a partaker of His holiness.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
如果我们要见神，我们要回到神那里，我们要跟他的圣洁有份。
If we want to see God, if we want to return to God, then we have to be a partaker of His holiness.
第二个。这个神管教我们的目的就是要让我们能够得着这个义。
And the second reason why God chastens us is so that we can attain righteousness.
也就是所谓行为上的义。
That is to say righteousness in our deeds.
在行为上有义，我们才能够真的来拥有平安。
When we are righteous in our deeds, then we can really truly have peace.
神爱我们每一个人。
And God loves everyone.
所以在我们的信仰道路上面，我们有时候会因为受管教而来受苦。
And therefore, in our journey of faith, sometimes we suffer because we are being chastened.
那我们也从十二章来看，我们如何去面对神的管教。
And also from chapter 12, we can also see how we should face these chastenings.
那当然，我们都知道。神管教我们，我们要忍耐。
Because we know that when God is chastening us, we need to endure.
那管教说是管教要让他有达到那个目的。
So the purpose of chastening is so that we can reach a goal.
第一个，我们来看，当我们在被管教的时候，我们可能会有的软弱。
And so first, let us look at some of the weaknesses we might have when we are being chastened.
在十二章第三节说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Verse 3, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls.
在下半句话说，当我们在被管教的时候，我们可能会疲倦，会灰心。
And the latter part of verse 3 said, when we have been chastened, sometimes we grow weary or we become discouraged.
我想在生活当中，我们都有这个疲倦的经验。
I think that in our lives we all experience weariness.
哦，有时候我们身体觉得很疲倦。
Sometimes we are physically tired.
啊，有时候精神上觉得很疲倦。
Sometimes mentally tired.
啊，甚至我们的心灵上觉得很疲倦。
Sometimes even in our spirit we feel very weary.
啊，当我们疲倦的时候，啊，我们会有什么反应？
So what are some of the reaction when we are weary?
啊，当然第一个我们想要啊，觉得我们需要得到休息。
And the first, of course, we might want to get some rest.
但是常常需要休息的人得不到休息。
But oftentimes those who need rest cannot rest.
想要休息，但是没有办法休息。
They want to rest, but they cannot rest.
那如果是这样子的话，那再来的反应是什么？
If that is the case, what is the next reaction?
啊，再来的反应就是灰心。
The next is discourage.
啊，那灰心的结果啊，就是想要放弃。
And the result of discouragement is you're thinking about giving up.
在啊，我们也看一下十二节。
Let's also read verse 12.
啊，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees.
啊，这里是啊用形容的。当我们在受管教的时候，我们可能手啊会这个手会下垂。啊，然后这个腿呢，啊，也会，啊，也会站不起来。
Here it uses a very descriptive words. It says when we are being chastened, sometimes our hands will hang down and our knees become feeble.
好，所以我们一定会很疲惫。
So we will definitely be very weary.
啊，疲惫，啊，带来了我们啊这个灰心，想要放弃。
And weariness causes us to feel discouraged, and we want to give up.
就好像以利亚先知他在罗藤树下就是这个样子。
Just like Elijah when he was under the tree, this is how he felt.
他非常的疲惫。
He's very tired.
他觉得他再也跑不动了。
He thinks that he could not move any longer.
所以他就想要放弃。
So he wanted to give up.
他不想要再做神的先知。
He did not want to be God's prophet anymore.
他甚至求神说，那你就让我死吧。
And he even asked God, then just let me die.
那所以这个是我们一定会啊，在管教当中，我们一定会有的软弱。
These are some weaknesses that we definitely will have when we are being chastened.
但是我们不能够啊，不能够这样子的灰心，甚至要放弃。
But we cannot be discouraged and we cannot give up.
所以如何让我们不会啊不啊？能够胜过我们的疲惫，啊，那也不灰心。
So how can we overcome our weariness, and also how can we keep ourselves from feeling discouraged?
在十二章的第三节，刚才我们所念的就说，啊，我们要思想。
And in verse 3 we just read, it says we need to consider.
思想主耶稣。
Consider the Lord Jesus Christ.
思想主耶稣。忍受罪人对他的顶撞。
We need to consider the Lord Jesus who endured hostilities from his from sinners.
哦，那这个尤其是在主耶稣被抓啊，以及被钉十字架这一段的经过啊，特别描写的这些罪人如何来顶撞主耶稣。
Especially during the time when he was captured and about to be crucified, and that is the period of time when the sinners was hostile towards him.
啊，当主耶稣在公会里头，啊，受这些公会的人来啊来审判他。
When the Lord Jesus was in front of the council and they were judging him.
他们用了好长的一段时间啊，终于能够定主耶稣应该死。
And they used a very long time to eventually was able to crucify the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以当一这样宣判之后，马上有人就往主耶稣脸上吐唾沫。
And so as soon as they give the verdict, there's a person who spit on the Lord Jesus.
啊，有人就打耶稣的脸。
And some people hit his face.
啊，对耶稣说，你如果是先知，告诉我们是谁打你。
And they told the Lord Jesus, if you are indeed a prophet, you can tell us who just hit you.
那接下来的程序就是要送到这个罗马的官比拉多那里。
And the next step is to deliver the Lord Jesus to the Roman official, which is Pilate.
这个比拉多说，这个人 没有罪，这个人啊，甚至这个人是不应该把他处死的。
Pilate said, "This man is not guilty. We should not put him to death."
但是很多犹太人他们在那边高喊着说，把他钉十字架，把他钉十字架。
But there's a lot of Jews who are yelling out at the time, "Crucified him! Crucified him!"
所以这个比拉多呢，他就照着这个群众的大的声音的意思啊，就判耶稣要被钉十字架。
So Pilate went with the majority voice at the time, and so he condemned Jesus to crucifixion.
所以这些罗马兵丁当然也要把主耶稣羞辱一番。
And of course, the Roman soldiers also want to mock the Lord Jesus.
所以这些罗马兵丁是所谓的外邦人啊，他们更是所谓的罪人。
And Roman soldiers, they were the so-called Gentiles as well as outsiders.
那再来，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上了。
So next, when the Lord Jesus was actually crucified on the cross.
这个耶稣旁边的这个强盗也讥笑主耶稣。
The robbers beside him also laugh at him.
在十字架底下看的这些人，他们也来羞辱主耶稣。
Those under the cross was also mocking the Lord Jesus.
说你如果是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来。
And they said to him, "If you are indeed the Son of God, walk down from that cross."
你能够救别人，为什么不能够救你自己
？You are able to save other people. Why can't you save yourself?
主耶稣在十字架上，他所受的苦，我们要思想。
And so we need to consider and think about the suffering the Lord Jesus. Had experience on the cross.
那我们要为我们的受苦来向神祷告。
And we also need to pray to God regarding our sufferings.
因为我们知道我们是在受管教。
Because we know we are being chastened.
但是受苦是我们所不愿意的。
But none of us are willing to suffer.
所以我们也真的可以为我们受管教的这个苦来求神能够怜悯我们。
And so indeed we can put our suffering while we are being chastened in front of God and put it in prayer.
主耶稣也不愿意钉十字架这一件事情。
The Lord Jesus did not want to be crucified on the cross either.
所以他也为这个事情祷告。
So he also prayed for that.
但是这个祷告里头有一个很重要的，就是他顺服。
But there's one important aspect in his prayer, that is his submission.
我们当然也可以为我们受苦这件事情来祷告。
Surely we can pray for our sufferings.
那我们也要学主耶稣，在祷告当中我们要顺服。
But we also need to follow the example of Lord Jesus, and in our prayer we need to submit.
主耶稣不是被管教而受苦。
The Lord Jesus did not suffer because he was being chastened.
主耶稣是为了要完成救恩而受苦。
The Lord Jesus suffered because he wanted to fulfill salvation.
那今天我们是因为要完全而来受苦。
So today we suffer because we want to be perfect.
所以跟主耶稣来比较的话我们真的要思想主耶稣而能够不灰心。
And so to compare ourselves with Lord Jesus, we truly need to consider and think of him, and we need to not let ourselves become discouraged.
就像保罗在罗马书第五章所说的。
Just like Paul in Romans chapter 5 said.
在受苦当中，我们能够忍耐。
In suffering, we need to endure.
那在忍耐的过程里头，我们就渐渐能够跟主耶稣的性情有份。
And in our endurance, we can gradually have a part with the Lord Jesus.
最重要的就是跟主耶稣的圣洁有份。
And most importantly, we can be partaker of His holiness.
那我们越来越像主耶稣，那我们的盼望当然越来越越活泼。
If we become more and more like Christ, then of course our hope will become more and more life.
所以在因为管教而受苦的时候，那我们应当怎么做？
So what should we do when we suffer because we are being chastened?
第一个，我们要想到主耶稣的受苦。
First, we must think about the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个，在希伯来书十二章的十二节。
The second thing is in Hebrews 12, verse 12.
十二节，所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
Therefore, strengthen the hands with hand down and the feeble knees.
要 lift up, 挺起来。
We need to lift up our hands and knees.
好，第一个心态心里头，我们要晓得受苦不等于失败。
First of all, in our heart, we need to know that suffering does not mean we fail.
为什么有人会灰心？
Why is it that someone get discouraged?
因为在受苦当中，他觉得说，我失败了。
Because in his suffering, he feels that he fails.
在疲倦当中，他觉得我是失败者。
In his weariness, he feels like a failure.
就好像以利亚先知说，我比不过我的列祖。
Just like Elijah, who claimed that he is not comparable to his ancestors.
所以我在受苦，我就是一个失败者。
So when I'm suffering, I'm a failure.
其实这个灰心、失去勇敢，这个才是失败。
But in reality, when we are discouraged, when we lost our courage and boldness, that is the true failure.
所以我们要告诉我们自己。我在受苦，但是我不是一个失败者。
So we must tell ourselves that I am suffering, but I'm not a failure.
是的，我会疲倦。
And yes, I might become weary.
但是我们要相信神一定会帮助我们。
But I believe that God will help me.
就好像神来帮助以利亚一样。
Just like God helped Elijah.
我们请看以赛亚书35章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 35.
以赛亚书35章第一节。
Isaiah 35:1。
我们知道这个以色列人呢，因为他们的悖逆神呢，所以他们也受到神的这种管教。
And we know that the Israelites, because they sin against God and disobeyed God, therefore they also being chastened by God.
所以他们也非常的疲惫也觉得很灰心。
And therefore, they are also felt very weary and discouraged.
所以在先知书里头常常跟他们提到神要帮助他们。
And therefore, in the book of prophets, it often mentioned that God would help them.
第一节，旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。
The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
这些在受苦当中的人，他们觉得他们好像是在旷野，好像在没有水的地方。
And those people who are suffering, they feel like they are living in wilderness or in a desert without water.
但是神说他会改变他们。
But God here said that he will change it.
这个沙漠没有水不会开花的，要变成能够开花的。
The desert without water will not have blossoms or flowers, but here God said they will blossom as the rose.
第三节说，你们要使软弱的手坚壮，无力的膝稳固。
First three say, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees.
是的，神一定会帮助那些在这个受管教而受苦的人。
And God indeed will help those who are in, who are suffering because of chastening.
所以不要怀疑，不要埋怨。
So do not doubt and do not complain.
求神照他的旨意来帮助我们。
We pray to God and ask Him to help us, according to His will.
再看到希伯来书12章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章13节。
Hebrews 12:13.
13节也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。
And make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed.
再来我们需要做的事情就是把这个为了自己的脚把道路修直了。
Here it says, what we need to do next is make straight our paths.
那也就是说，我们要做一些调整。
That is to say, we need to make some adjustments.
对我们的家庭，我们要做一些调整。
We probably need to make some adjustment in our family.
因为这个神之所以管教我们，就是我们可能有些地方有错误，或者还不太好。
And God chastened us, because maybe perhaps we have some place where we have not done better.
所以从我们个人开始。
And so we start with ourselves.
在我们工作上，我们是不是需要做一些调整
？In our workplace, do we need to make some adjustments?
是不是我们用太多的时间在我们的工作上
？Did we put too much time on our work？
那我们的事业，如果我们自己经营事业的，我们是不是要做一下调整
And if we are an entrepreneur, do we also need to make some judgment in terms of our business?
哦，工作，我们的事业都是我们生活所必须的。
Our business and our career, our work is our things that are important in our life.
哦，但是这个也会影响到我们的信仰生活。
But this can affect our spiritual life.
哦，那再来我们的家庭。
And next, let's look at our family.
哦，我们的家庭跟我们的信仰也是有直接的关系。
Our family is also directly related to our faith.
哦，我们的家庭是不是能够帮助家里的每一个人的信仰？
And in our family, can we help each members or the faith of each member?
哦，我们的家庭跟一般人的家庭有没有不一样？
Is our family different than all the other families?
哦，我们应该是一个基督化的家庭。
We should be a Christ-like family.
哦，再来，甚至我们的教会，我们都要想想看，是不是要做一些的调整。
And even in terms of our church, we must think about whether we need to make some adjustment at church.
哦，是不是绝大部分的弟兄姐妹来到教会都能够得到造就？
Do we feel that every brothers and sisters when they come to church, they are being edified?
哦，我们的教会是不是能够来荣耀神？
Can our church glorify God?
哦，这个都是我们可以去思想而来做调整的。
This is something that we can think about and also make some adjustments.
那必要的话啊，我们甚至要这个互相的来认罪代祷。
When it is necessary, we need to confess our sins and also intercede for one another.
请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所花的力量是大有功效的。
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
这个管教的目的就是要让我们得医治。
The purpose of chastening is so that we can be healed.
那怎样能够得着医治？
So how can we be healed?
就是要修直我们的道路。
That is to, we need to straighten our path.
为了让我们在信仰上能够走得更好。
So that we can walk better in our journey of faith.
所以如何来修直我们的道路？
So how do we strengthen our path?
我们要互相代求。
We must intercede or pray for one another.
那我们甚至能够在神，甚至在人面前，我们能够承认我们的错误来认罪。
And we can confess our trespasses in front of God or even men.
这里说让你们可以得到医治。
And here it says that you may be healed.
让我们的管教能够达到他应该有的目的。
And let our chastening reach its goal.
约伯的三个朋友，他们在约伯受苦的时候来到约伯这里。
Job's three friends went to see him when he was suffering.
他们是要来帮助约伯。
They went to help Job.
他们要来安慰约伯。
They went to comfort Job.
他们要让约伯能够得到医治。
They wanted Job to be healed.
但是我们看到的是，最后这三个人是在攻击约伯。
But what we ended up seeing is these three men were attacking Job.
所以约伯没有从他们来得到医治。
So Job was not healed by them.
那这就很可惜。
So that's very regretful.
那我们再来看神他用什么方式来管教我们。
So next let us look at in what way does God chasten us?
神通常借着人或者借着环境他来管教我们。
Sometimes God chastens us through other people or through our surrounding.
所以我们看到这个以色列国他们就是遭受到这两方面的神来管教他们。
And we can see that the Israelites, when they were chastened, God was using these two methods to chasten them.
神兴起了他们周遭的国家来攻打他们。
God has risen the kingdom around them to attack them.
那神也用环境来管教他们。
And God also used their environment or surrounding to chasten them.
比如说在以利亚的时代，神让天3年6个月不下雨在地上。
For example, in time of Elijah, God had let the rain to stop raining for 3 years, so they have drought.
所以今天 神也常常会用这两个方式来管教我们。
So, in today, God will also use these two methods to chasten us.
所以我们也必须要知道怎么来面对人，面对我们的环境。
So we also need to know how we should face other people and also our surrounding.
这样子我们才能够达到管教的目标的目的。
Then we can reach the goal of us being chastened.
请看希伯来书十二章十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦啊，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
这个下半句话再一次的强调这个圣洁的重要。如果没有圣洁，人不能见神。
And here once again it emphasizes the importance of holiness because without which no one will see the Lord.
所以神一定会帮助我们，让我们跟他的圣洁有份。
So God will help us so that we can be partaker of His holiness.
神所用的方法之一就是他管教我们。
One of the methods that God uses is to chasten us.
那神有时候会用人来管教我们。
Sometimes God will use other people to chasten us.
那我们怎么来面对面对这个人？
So how should we face people?
十四节告诉我们说，我们要追求跟众人和睦。
Verse 14 tells us to pursue peace with all people.
有一些人是成为我们很好的帮助，我们很喜欢这些人。
Some people are good support to us, and we really like them.
有一些人呢，在我们的生活当中是让我们受苦的。
But there are some other people who cause us much suffering.
那这里说要跟谁，要追求跟谁和睦呢？跟众人和睦。
But here, who does it tell us to pursue peace? That is with all people.
也就是那些让我们受苦的人，我们也要努力的来跟他和睦。
And that is to say, even those who cause us suffering, we also have to make an effort to live in peace with them.
这就是为什么主耶稣在马太福音第五章他讲到我们要温柔。
And that is why in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord Jesus told us to be gentle.
我们要跟人和睦这是很重要的一个项目，温和才有办法跟人和睦。
And being able to live in peace with other people is an important thing. And only when we are gentle that we are able to live in peace with them.
那主耶稣的应许是说，温柔的人有福了，他必定得着地土。
And the blessing for the Lord Jesus is that He said, "Blessed are the peacemaker, because they shall gain the earth."
温柔的人。
The gentle.
那人的心其实我们常常说人的心就是一块土地。
And we often say that man's heart is a plot of land.
能够得到人。那就是得到土地。
And when we are able to gain a person, that means we gained also a land.
那一个基督徒甚至能够得着那些让我们受苦的人。
And so for a Christian, we can even gain those people who cause us sufferings.
那这个马太福音第五章又说到说要使人和睦。
And Matthew chapter 5 also said,We need to be peaceful with one another.
Peacemaker.
那
我们就是神的儿女。
Then we are the sons of God.
我们可以跟别人温柔对待别人，跟别人和睦。
We can be gentle towards other people and also be peaceful with them.
那甚至呢，不和睦的人因为我们，他们成为和睦。
And even those who did not get along with one another, but they made be peaceful with one another because of us.
这个不容易但是努力还是可以做到。
This is not easy, but if we put on effort, we can achieve it.
那这样的追求就是在追求圣洁。
And if we pursue after this, we are pursuing after holiness.
在十二章十四节说要追求与众人和睦，也要追求圣洁。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 it says that we need to pursue peace with all people as well as holiness.
那其实这个是讲可以看成是讲同样一件事情。
And we can see these two things as one.
我们追求跟人和睦， 那也就是在追求圣洁。
When we pursue peace with all people, we are also pursuing holiness.
这个十诫里头，我们知道后面六诫是在讲人与人之间的关系。
And we know the latter of six commandments are talking about interaction or the relationship between men.
如果能够真的很努力去实行这六条诫命。
If we can put all effort into obeying or the six commandments,
我们就能够跟人和睦。
Then we can live peacefully with others.
那我们就能够达到圣洁。
Then we can reach holiness.
好，我们再看回希伯来书十二章十五节。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15.
神管教我们的第二种第二种方式，借着环境来管教我们。
Second way God might chasten us is through our surrounding or our environment.
十五节又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。
15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled.
16节，恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
16. Lest there be any fornicators or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright.
管教的目的就是要让我们圣洁成为义。
And so the purpose of chastening is to make us holy and become righteous.
神有时候借着环境来管教我们。
And sometimes God might chasten us through our surroundings.
那在十五节说我们要谨慎，恐怕我们失去了神的恩。
Verse 15 said we need to be watchful lest we fall short of the grace of God.
神的管教的另一面是神的恩典。
So the other side of God's chastening is God's grace.
一面是受苦。
And also on one side is suffering.
另外一面这是神的恩典。
The other side is God's grace.
因为如果我们能够达到这个管教的目标，我们就有圣洁，我们就有义。
Because if we are able to reach the goals or the purpose of us being chastened, then we shall gain holiness and righteousness.
所以这里说不要失去了神的恩。
Here it says not to fall short of the grace of God.
神管教我们，我们要让他真的达到目的。
When God chastens us, we really need to reach that purpose.
那所以我们怎么来面对我们的环境？
So how do we face our surroundings?
这个十五节、十六节啊，说这个在十五节说这个恐怕有这个毒根生出来来扰乱你们。
And so verse 15 talk about the poisonous root or root of bitterness springing up and causing troubles.
那这个他又举了这个接下来举了以扫做例子。
And the next it mentioned Esau as an example.
所以我们连在一起来想啊，这个毒根到底是什么？
So if we think of these two verses together, what is this root of bitterness?
因为这个毒根会扰乱我们，而且呢，会让我们沾染污秽。
And so this root can actually cause trouble and cause many become defiled.
所以这个毒根我们可以把它看成就是所谓的贪。
And so this root of bitterness we can see it as greed.
很多人的人性里头会有贪这个成分。
A lot of people have certain extents of greediness in their nature.
要拿掉贪，这是一种痛苦。
And to take away this greed is a suffering.
很多时候我们的环境是在带我们往贪的这个方向。
A lot of times our surrounding might bring us into greed.
那所以呢，我们要去胜过这样的环境。
So we must overcome this kind of environment.
我们要去抵挡这样的环境。
We must go against this kind of environment.
那我们会受苦。
But then we will suffer.
这里举的是以扫的例子。
Here I have mentioned the example of Esau.
那以扫他贪什么？
What did Esau greed for?
我们以为说他是贪那一点点，他那一碗红豆汤。
And we think that he was greedy over a morsel of food, which is that lentil soup.
其实再仔细想，以扫这个人，在他的环境里头，他到底贪什么？
But if we think in more deeper, Esau, this person, in his surrounding, what is it that he is greedy about?
这个以扫很有名的是什么？
What is Esau known for?
他很会打猎。
He is a good hunter.
在外头打猎。
He was always outside hunting.
他能够有所收获，能够有那个，这个打到动物啊，那个比家里养的应该是还好吃。
And the, so the beast that he hunted probably tastes better than all the livestock in his house.
因为他的爸爸就喜欢吃这个。
Because his father really loved the animals that he hunted.
所以应该是比家里养的那个肉还好吃。
And so, of course, it must have taste better than all the animals that they raise in the house.
在追逐这些这些动物的时候应该也很刺激。
And he also feel very excited when he was hunting all these beasts.
他是一个，他如果是一个技术很好的这个猎人啊，大家一定很羡慕他。
If he is a very skillful hunter, everyone must envy him.
所以他能够有这个好吃的东西。
So he had good food.
生活让自己生活很刺激。
And he lived a very exciting life.
又能够赢得很多人对他很敬佩。
And he can also gain envies for a lot of people.
这些都是我们人很容易去贪，很容易去追逐的甚至成为贪。
All of these are things that are very easily entice us, and over time we can feel greedy about.
那这个贪其实就是一个毒根。
So this greed is actually a root of bitterness.
因为贪产生了很多的不好。
Because greediness can bring about many bad things.
那神有时候把我们放在这样的环境里头。
But sometimes God would put us into such environment.
让我们去抵抗，在抵抗的过程里头，我们受苦。
So that we can go against it, and while we are going against all these things, we are suffering.
但是如果我们不愿意去抵抗，
but if we are not willing to fight it,
我们就会像以扫。
Then we will become like Esau.
这个以扫，他为什么会卖他长子的名分？
Why did Esau sold his birthright?
因为他累，他很累。
Because he is very tired.
他需要休息，他需要马上有这个热腾腾的食物。
He wanted to have rest, and he wanted to immediately have access to that hot food.
所以就因为一点点的食物，他就把长子的名分卖了。
Because of that very little food, he have sold his birthright.
如果我们不愿意因为环境来受苦的话，那我们可能就没有办法达到管教的目标。
If we are not ready to suffer by our environment, then maybe we are not able to reach the purpose of which God chastened us.
那请我们再看十二章的二十五节。
Let us also read chapter 12, verse 25.
二十五节，你们总要谨慎，不可气节那向你们说话的因为那些气节地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape it if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven.
我们如何让我们的管教能够达到目的？
So how can we reach the purpose of our chastening?
这里告诉我们不要违背或者不看重神的警戒。
Here it tells us we can do not refuse or disregard God's warning.
那其实这个在第二章一开始也已经出现过。
And this actually appears in chapter 2 already.
这个摩西的对他们的警戒，他们以色列人需要听。
And the Israelites supposed to listen to Moses' warnings.
那今天我们有主耶稣给我们的警戒，我们更应该听。
And today we must listen to the warnings that the Lord Jesus told us.
哦，不要违背天上来的警戒。
Do not refuse the words that were spoken from heaven.
哦，主耶稣所教训我们的，就是为了要我们得救恩。
And the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us the things so that we can receive salvation.
哦，主耶稣教训我们的，就是为了要让我们得天国得永生。
The Lord Jesus' teaching is so that we can gain eternal life and so that we can enter into heaven.
哦，所以在受管教当中，更要去思想神的教训。
So while we are being chastened, we furthermore need to think about God's teachings.
哦，那更努力的去照神的教训而行。
And we also make all effort to apply those teachings in our life.
那这样子我们能一定能够跟神的圣洁有份。
Then if we do that, then we surely are partakers of God's holiness.
哦，在我们的生活当中也一定能够有这个行为上的义。
And in our life, we can see that we have righteous deeds.
哦，主耶稣为我们成为更完美的祭物。
The Lord Jesus has become a more perfect sacrifice for us.
那我们也要成为更完美的侍奉。
And we should also become a better offering for him.
什么叫做更完美的侍奉？
What does it mean, a better offering?
就是十二章二十八节。
That is in Hebrews 12, verse 28.
二十八节，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩。照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
在管教当中，我们不灰心，不放弃。
While we are being chastened, if we do not grow weary and if we are not discouraged,
我们跟神的圣洁有份。
Then we can partake God's holiness.
哦，我们就跟神的国度有份。
Then we have part in God's kingdom.
就像二十八节所说的，我们要得到那个不能震动的国。
Just like verse 28 said that we shall receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken.
哦，那我们就要献上更完美的侍奉。
And therefore, we must present a service to God that is better.
第一个，用感恩的心来侍奉神。
First, we must serve God with a thankful heart.
哦，常常心里存着，我只是一个无用的仆人，我所做的是我应该做的。
We should often think in our heart that we are a useless servant. We only do what we ought.
哦，感谢神，你给我有这个机会，能够来做这些事情。
We thank God for giving us the opportunities to do this holy work.
哦，那再来是照神所喜悦的。
And next is to serve God acceptably.
哦，就是我们的心也已经更新改变了。
That is to say that we have renewed our heart.
哦，所以我们所说的所做的都是得神喜悦的。
So in whatever we say or do, it is pleasing to God.
哦，我们很忠心的去做，啊，继续的做。
If we faithfully do it and continuously do holy work.
哦，那再来。用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
Next is to serve God with reverence and godly fear.
哦，就是照着应该有的秩序来侍奉神。
That is, we serve God according orderly.
哦，有时候我们做一件事情做久了，哦，我们就觉得很老练。
And sometimes if we do certain things for a long time, we feel very tired of it.
哦，在教会里头，我们不能够有这样的心态。
We cannot have that kind of mindset in church.
哦，我们要存着虔诚敬畏的心。
We must serve God with a reverence and godly heart.
哦，如果觉得很老练的话，就会不守秩序。
If we are feeling tired of doing certain things, then we will do things out of order.
哦，那这样就不是完美好的侍奉。
Then it will not become a better offering.
我们一起唱诗400首。
Let us all sing hymn 400.